Wow, there's a lot going on. Let's get right to it. Of course, the big story this week in terms of investors is the tax reform, tax cut proposal that Congress is going to be taking up here as we are now entering today the fourth quarter of the calendar year. We're in the fourth quarter of 2017. There's only one way that the current tax proposal being considered in Congress can possibly get at least 50 votes, with the vice president adding the tiebreaker, and that's through the reconciliation process. And the reconciliation process has rules attached to it, and those rules must be followed. Now, in order to get a tax bill passed with reconciliation defined as, in the current makeup of the Senate, that's defined as 50 votes, because it's absolutely certain that the vice president will vote in favor of the proposed tax bill. That would give it the necessary majority of 51 votes. Here's what it comes down to. Reconciliation. What does that mean? Two things. Firstly, the tax bill cannot exceed the tax cuts allowed for in the agreed-upon budget over a 10-year budget window. And by the way, that figure right now is $1.5 trillion. Second point, the tax bill cannot increase the budgeted deficit after the end of the 10-year budget window. Critical piece for reconciliation. Remember, reconciliation, as things stand now, is the only way that a tax bill is going to happen, because there is no possibility that 60 senators are going to agree on a tax bill in the current environment. Something would have to dramatically, drastically change for that to change. So we have the Senate already in agreement on a draft budget, which allows for a $1.5 trillion tax cut over the next decade. So that $1.5 trillion, that's your target number. And if you're going through that number, you're going to have major problems. Keep that number in mind, $1.5 trillion. So what this really means is that the tax bill can include tax cuts of up to $1.5 trillion over the next 10 years. And by the way, that does not include any dynamic scoring. Dynamic scoring is not part of these rules. So that's what it comes down to. When the tax bill is finally approved for a vote, if we get to that day, $1.5 trillion in tax cuts will be allowable over the next 10 years. This is the only way it can be done on a permanent basis. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to do it on a permanent basis. If they go over that $1.5 trillion, then any passing of a tax bill would be temporary. And they're not seeking temporary, although who knows what will happen. So how do we get there? How do we get to a tax bill with $1.5 trillion in tax cuts over the next 10 years? Well, it's going to be very, very challenging, to put it mildly, because one of the major provisions of the congressional tax proposal is to reduce the corporate rate from 35 to 20. Now, as we all know, the United States has one of the highest corporate rates in the world, 35%, even though the effective rate is closer to 26%. Still, the top rate, 35. And these rates impact different industries in various ways. Some businesses are stuck at 35 all the time. Others have write-offs and they wind up paying very little. So this is a key proposal in the tax reform package. Corporate rate dropping from 35 down to 20%. What does this mean? This means that there is a large loss of revenue to Uncle Sam as a result of this reduction. A large, large loss. How much? Well, the Tax Foundation says that at 20%, revenues would drop $1.8 trillion over the next 10 years. Remember that $1.5 trillion number allowable? $1.8 trillion. This provision itself exceeds the $1.5 trillion allowable in the draft budget. But there's more. The proposal in Congress is to reduce individual tax rates into three brackets, maybe a fourth higher bracket, but three for sure, 12, 25, and 35, along with doubling the standard deduction and eliminating the personal exemption. If you have a larger family, the elimination of the personal exemption could actually wind up raising your tax bill. So this costs a lot of money also. Figure that this costs roughly $400 billion over the period of 10 years that they're measuring. But there's more, because there's an additional effort underway to cut other taxes. And we've heard about this. We've heard about the proposal to cut the rate on pass-through companies, pass-through corporations, which includes subchapter S companies, partnerships, and sole proprietorships. Proposal to cut that rate dramatically. If you have your own business, if it's a pass-through, a subchapter S, a partnership, a sole proprietorship, your top rate right now is 39.6. So this would cut it, this proposal would cut that rate to 25. Now, to give you an idea of what this is worth, on $1 million in income, this is worth $146,000 in federal tax reduction. For every $1 million, it's worth $146,000, cutting the rate from 39.6 down to 25%. So that's going to be something that will become a political football. There is no question about it. So how are we doing with our $1.5 trillion in allowable deductions, reductions in income taxes, in revenues to the federal coffers? How are we doing? We're allowed to do 1.5. The reduction in the corporate rate costs $1.8 billion. The reduction in individual rates costs $1.3 trillion. Did I say billion? These are all trillion-dollar numbers. And the new 25% rate on S corporations costs $400 billion. So we have $1.8 trillion lowering the corporate rate, $1.3 trillion lowering the individual rates, $400 billion lowering the pass-through rate. That's $3.5 trillion right there. Remember we said we have $1.5 to reduce? That's $3.5 right there. However, more reductions are in the proposal. The elimination of the alternative minimum tax, $400 billion in lost revenue over a decade. The elimination of the estate tax, $200 billion over 10 years. And full expensing of business assets for up to 5 years, $1.2 trillion over 10 years lost. So now we have $5.3 trillion in reduced revenue. We're allowed to reduce revenue by $1.5 trillion under the draft budget resolution. That's how difficult this is likely to be. It's going to be very, very challenging. But there are ways to raise revenue. By the way, this is all very controversial. We'll leave that to the inevitable melee that's going to happen in Congress, the battle royale that you can count on. We'll leave that to them. They've come up with some ways to raise money to offset the $5.3 trillion here are the principal ways being proposed. To eliminate all itemized deductions other than mortgage interest and charitable. All other itemized deductions would be eliminated, including the deductibility of state and local taxes. No more deductions for state income tax. No more deductions for state sales tax. No more deductions for property tax and any local taxes you could throw in. Things like the wage tax in Philadelphia. Any taxes like that. Local taxes. No deductibility allowed under the proposal. By eliminating all of those itemized deductions, you gain $1.5 trillion back. So we'll put that in a plus column. Very controversial. There are going to be members of Congress screaming bloody murder over some of these items. It will be a battle royale. Other ways to raise revenue. Eliminate the business deduction for net interest expense. That could raise over $1 trillion over 10 years, but the lobbyists will be out screaming and hollering about that one. That one is not going to be appreciated in the canyons of Wall Street. Another way to raise money is through the repatriation of foreign earnings on a one-time special low rate. That's worth about $200 billion on the estimate. So, we just recovered $2.5 trillion. We needed $3.5 to recover to get down to that. Oh, no, we needed 3.8, didn't we? We needed 3.8 to recover to get down to that 1.5 allowable reduction in revenue. But we did recover 2.5 by, 2.8 that was. Yeah, we recovered 2.8 by eliminating everybody's deductions for everything except mortgage interest and charitable, by eliminating the business deduction for net interest expense, and by repatriating foreign earnings. We brought back $2.8 trillion, 5.3 minus 2.8. We have a $2.5 trillion reduction in revenue, and we are allowed 1.5, so there's more work to do. Of course, this is all hypothetical, because there is going to be a war in Congress over some of these provisions. That's where we are. Where are we time-wise in this battle? It's the top of the first inning. And the first batter has just stepped in the batter's box. An appropriate analogy on the last regular season day of the MLB season. And congratulations to the Rockies on their wild card victory, which they just cemented down yesterday. Nice to see that happen. This is where we are. It's the top of the first inning in the tax debate. First batter just coming into the batter's box. There's a long way to go.